Breeze 56 in Milton at 8:09. Our next news at 8:30 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs.
Pensacola's first choice for morning news, traffic, sports, and talk. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Good morning, Pensacola.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Great to have you with us, and it's kind of shaping up to be a lovely day today. Started off in the mid 50s, going to be about 80. So hey, summer's here. Shh. Let's enjoy spring a little bit longer. Joining us now by phone, we have Santa Rosa County Sheriff Chief Deputy Shane Tucker. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Anything happen over the weekend? Anything we don't already know about?
I don't think we have anything that would be incredibly newsworthy. I would like to take an opportunity just to remind folks that we still have a couple of people that were filed as missing persons last month, Michael Bishop and Cynthia Hoover. We still haven't heard from them or located them. They both have friends and loved ones that are really desperate to find out where they're at and what's happened to them. So if anybody knows anything, I would just urge people to call us at 983-1190 and let us know what we can do.
Yeah, outstanding. And by the way, I know it doesn't make for great breaking of the news, but I love it when there's no crimes to report or no, out of the ordinary, unusual crimes to report, because I would always rather have peace and calm and civil order than news in regards to the police agencies. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, it had come up recently, and you and I hadn't had a chance to talk about it, is the cost of living increase or cost of living adjustment to pay that had been put on by the county commission. 2.5%, I think, across the board, including for your agency. But whereas other organizations were taking it as a straight across the board pay raise, you guys are doing something a little bit different with that inside the sheriff's office, because you're working to decompress the pay gap. Is that right?
That is. And you know, that's a lot of people really probably don't understand exactly what that is. What we did here is we kind of restructured our pay scale. So it wasn't in and of itself a pay increase. Now, for most employees, most sworn employees, it did result in some type of pay increase. But for some, those particularly that have 2 years or less here, they didn't see a pay increase. And the point of this is to try to decompress or make more fair the pay scale. Over decades of just increasing the starting pay, what we started doing was encroaching on people's salaries that had been here for a while. So, for instance, you might have somebody that had less than a year on making what somebody that had 6 or 7 years. So what we've done is kind of expand that a little bit to make, number one, to make the pay scale a little bit more fair for seniority purposes, but also we've made an increase in steps from line level to supervisor, so there's a little bit more of a incentive for people to step up and take leadership roles.
Yeah, this is one of the things that I know the sheriff has talked about several different times, but it's a good point, is that it's one thing to say that it's not fair to the people who have been here longer for them to be making something closer to what a new person is making. But that's only part of the problem. Part of the challenge is you always have to be replacing the people who are either retiring or moving into other things, and you have to continually be pushing people up the scale of responsibility. But if you're not increasing pay for them, then, if I can just go do my shift and go home as opposed to being a sergeant or a lieutenant who's responsible for other people, what's my incentive to be a leader if you're not going to pay for it, right?
Absolutely. And, unfortunately, we had kind of worked ourselves into a pigeonhole where someone, you could take two employees, they could start, if they started the exact same day, with both have 15 years on, one is a lieutenant, one is a deputy. The lieutenant could be responsible for 65, 70 people, the deputy only responsible for working his or her calls, and they both could be making the exact same pay. And while we do want to have an avenue for people who don't necessarily want to be leaders. We want to have an avenue for them to advance some as well. It should not be at the same rate as somebody who steps up and takes on major leadership roles.
And do the deputies and the, you know, the command staff, I mean, does everybody get this concept that the 2.5% is going to not be just an across the board, that it's really being used to re-separate some of these categories and make it a little bit more incentivized and also fair? I mean, did they seem to get that concept, or are they irked that they're not all getting a 2.5% raise?
The deputies that I have spoke to personally are overwhelmingly in support of this.
Okay.
You know, before we made this change, we did get with our PBA. And they voted pretty close to unanimously to go ahead and move forward with this. So my understanding is there's a lot of support for this all the way up and down the chain of command.
Well, obviously that's a good thing. So the other thing I was going to ask you about, since you and I last spoke on Monday, you had mentioned that you would have an announcement in the one case of the missing young boy, the 14-year-old. Obviously, you had that big announcement last Tuesday, I think it was. But I knew in that case you guys were looking for another suspect. Have you arrested this second suspect yet?
As of right now, Mr. Daniels has not been arrested. We still have people to include U.S. Marshals looking for him. So I feel pretty comfortable that it's just a matter of time now. But as of right now, he's not in custody.
And I have to assume, but I also have to ask in case I'm wrong about this, that because he hasn't been arrested yet, the subsequent kinds of details that you know we want to know about the case, you don't want to release those until he's in custody. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's correct. You
okay.
know, anytime we have a case like this, there's certainly going to be some details that until it goes to trial just aren't going to be public. And I think you understand that the point behind that is we don't want anything that will jeopardize a potential prosecution. But certainly while we have a suspect out on the run, we want to keep the details pretty tight-lipped.
Yeah, and I don't mind that. I mean, I always want to know, the public wants to know, but your job is law enforcement first, not explaining things to me. That's second by far. 8:16 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Shane Tucker, he's the chief deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, thanks so much for the time. Thanks for what you do. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Andrew. Talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Davis Allen, time now for traffic on the fives.
Well, starting with Garcon Point Bridge going northbound, it is delayed as you're leaving Gulf Breeze until you get off the hump. It then checks and clear until you're met around the toll plaza. It stays pretty slow until you are through that Garcon Point Road light. It checks and clear from there all the way up to I-10. Southbound, once you're getting onto the hump for Garcon Point Bridge, it is delayed trying to get into Gulf Breeze. Taking a look at Highway 29, southbound still delayed in between 9 Mile and I-10. Davis Highway and Mobile Highway all checking and clear. Same with Scenic Highway. I'm Davis Allen with your traffic on the fives.
You know, I always mention that Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. And you might wonder, like, what do you mean by serving, right? I mean, you know, they obviously sell cars. Okay, that's fine. But how do they serve? Well, serving means going above and beyond your basic what you do to transact business. And in this case, there's all kinds of examples. One of them is they'll run you Carfax, regardless of whether you're buying from them. Now, a Carfax is not the end-all be-all of buying a used car. I mean, it's good basic information. I still strongly recommend that you go get a used car inspection. But the reason you get a Carfax is it's like the basics. You know, it's the bare minimum. And if you're buying a used car from a private individual or from another dealer and they do not have a Carfax for you, just call up Frontier and say, hey, Andrew's always saying this. I hope it's true. It is. You give them the VIN number and they will run the Carfax for you. No problem. No questions. Just why? Why would they want to help you buy a car from somebody else? Because they want to make sure that you don't buy bad cars. I mean, that's the goal. They just want to be a service, be a resource. I mean, if it helps you feel comfortable about buying a good car, then good. And if it avoids you buying a car you shouldn't buy, also good. You know, either way, it's something they can do. It's really no challenge for them, and so that's how they do it. That's why they do it. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for
you. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When it comes to versatile SUVs, the 2021 Subaru Forester checks all the boxes. With its combination of technology, advanced safety, and all-weather capability, the Subaru Forester is uniquely suited for both daily driving and off-road adventure. And right now, you can lease one for only $239 per month for 36 months. There's plenty of room for everyone, too. In fact, the Forester has more interior passenger room than the Honda CR-V, Toyota RAV4, or Ford Escape. The impressive 2021 Subaru Forester. It's everything you need for confidence on the road ahead at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, or online at AndersonSubaru.com. Anderson's got